Annie and the Hedonists, is that what that was? Okay, we don't know. It was. Playing on October 21st, 9 p.m. At Bella Luna upstairs, part of Shout Out Saugerties. Shout Out Saugerties is a new festival of arts and humanities that launches this month with more than 64 local and area artists and public figures participating. Over four weekends from October 6th, that's this coming weekend, through October 29th, Saugerties joins communities across the country in the nationwide National Art and Humanities Month that promotes culture in America. Remember that? Here to tell us more, creator of the festival, Suzanne Bennett. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, Joe.
Wonderful to have you. Thank you very much for being with us. Owner of Emerge Gallery and participating artist Robert Langdon is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Susanna Meyer joins us as well.
Good morning, Joe.
And your official title with the with this group is?
Flunky. Actually, I'm in charge of social media marketing, which is a laugh in itself, but I'm trying my best.
You're getting the word out.
Yeah.
And that's the important part. Excellent. Well, you did your part. You handed me the, right away, you handed me the handout for what's going on at Shout Out Saugerties and this celebration of art and ideas taking place throughout the month. So, Suzanne, how did this all come about?
It came out of a general anxiety about what was going on in our country and meetings that I went to at Indivisible Saugerties where we discussed issues of great concern. One of the issues was the budget cuts that were proposed or complete elimination of the National Endowment for the Arts, National Endowment for the Humanities, Library Services, of course, not to mention public radio and television.
Yes.
Yes, so.
So how do you counter that? How do you try to celebrate over a month of what is really going on?
It seemed to me that a good way to start this would be by showing what vibrant arts community that we have in Saugerties and bring people together, linking creativity, community, conservation, civil rights issues, so that it would be there would be an opportunity for people to experience the expressiveness of the arts. And we have an amazing range of talent.
So just give us an idea of how the best way, before we go on and talk to everybody about what they're doing with the festival, ultimately how someone can come and experience it, because there's a little bit of everything for everybody.
There is. The weekends, in fact, are divided up partly just for our own sanity and putting things together into different headings of look out and bust out and chill out, so that
good.
Yes, yeah, so that we're showing, we hope to show then through the arts and humanities, historical links. We are showing, we have workshops for people to attend in writing. We have a wonderful weekend of writing workshops. We have a weekend of art workshops. Through all of this, we have music. It's hard to say. What to come to. I think people have to go to the website shoutoutsaugerties.org and look at the calendar with all the listings. There will be art exhibits going on throughout the month,
yes.
For example.
So art, music, yoga, knitting,
yes.
Everything.
Yes, belly dancing, let's
belly
not
dancing.
Forget.
Well, no, do not forget belly dancing. speaking of, Robert,
yes.
tell us about what you'll be up to as far as the art part of this.
Well, there's a number of components involved in the arts. My particular piece is at Emerge Galleries. There's a few things that I'm doing. I'm hosting a show. It's a member show for the National Association of Women Artists, who've been around since 1889. There's about 35 different artists participating in the show, and the theme is to change. So it's the individual artist's interpretation of what change means to them. Some really, really wonderful work is going to be exhibited. The opening is actually during the launch party of Shout Out Socrates this coming Saturday.
Yep.
So if you're in town, definitely see all of the events and stop by and see the show. The opening is from 5 to 8. In addition, I'm doing a window installation by an eco-artist named Robert Latch, who uses remains of salvaged suitcases. And the reason why he does that is because he thinks that suitcases are really, it's a transitory nation of human migration, displacement, and travel. So he tries to bring that whole idea together in his art installations.
So, and this is a temporary installation?
This is a, well, it'll be for the month.
Okay. Yeah. It'll go on for the whole month.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah, he's a really wonderful artist. In addition, over at Cross Contemporary Art on Partition Street, she has a really wonderful exhibition by another eco artist, Christy Rupp, who uses materials that are basically destroying nature, killing wildlife, fish, and birds, and creating sculptures out of those materials, which also mimic a lot of the animals that you see in some classic art. There's a really beautiful bird fashioned after the Hieronymus Bosch bird, some Frida Kahlo. So yeah, there's a number of different installations throughout town.
So you take the items that kill the birds, and then you make a sculpture of the birds with those items.
Exactly.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. Yeah.
So a lot going on there, and writing, culinary travel writing, all kinds of neat things.
Yes, exactly. And the interesting thing too about these workshops is that they're all free. Most of the events are, but the artists have been terrifically generous with contributing their talents, their services for this. Yes, we have Richard Frisbee doing the travel and food writing workshop on Friday the 13th at around noon in the library, and then on that Saturday we have Nancy Klein, who's doing Writing the Impermissible, and then Katie Kokonos, the filmmaker, who's doing the screenwriting workshop. So I'm just amazed at what workshops that they have constructed and the fact that they're free.
And you get to keep track of it all.
I get to keep track of it all and to shout it out so that people will know about it and come and participate.
And for people who want to take part in the workshops, do they have to sign up in advance or they can just show up, or how does that work?
They need to write to info@socrates.org, send us an email, say which one you're interested in, and that's about it.
And tell you you're coming, and then you're on the list.
Yes. One of the workshops is already filled. It's free, but enrollment is limited.
Yeah.
The one about writing the impermissible, we are actually already full.
Yeah.
But the other two, there's still room.
Excellent. It's shoutoutsocrates.org, shoutoutsocrates.org, and you can find out information about all of the events that are going on. And the list of participating venues is very impressive. You've pretty much taken over the place, aren't you?
Yes. Well, I would say that the village businesses have opened their arms to us, and that's really what's made it all possible.
And their doors.
Yes, windows, doors. You don't have to crawl in through the window. No, you can just open the door and walk in.
Right, yes. We have, for example, a pop-up gallery space that has been donated to us where we will have two exhibits, Ellen Menzies' Yearnings of the Heart, and also, for the first time, we'll have the artwork of Arm of the Sea, the woman who does all of those wonderful puppets and hangings.
Marlena Morello,
and we'll have her work, some of her great, her giant puppets and some of her hangings will be there in the pop-up gallery. And Josefa Kutelis, who does these sort of ominous kind of political paintings, at least that's part of her work, will be at the Petition Street Wine Store. Robert is hosting.
So wonderful artist.
Yes, Robert has exhibited her.
Josefa, yeah, I'm a big fan of her work.
By the way, if you're going to show ominous art, why not in a wine store? I think that's perfect. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Misery
yes.
and Merlot. And you were saying, I'm sorry.
I'm going to be hosting not necessarily workshop, but more of a roundtable for artists and interested parties. The executive director from Arts Mid-Hudson, Linda Marston-Rees, is going to be joining us and talking about opportunities for artists and art organizations through Arts Mid-Hudson. Arts Mid-Hudson is the it's a nonprofit art service organization that services Dutchess, Ulster, and Orange County. So she's going to be talking about funding opportunities for artists and also art organizations that Arts Mid-Hudson can help them with.
Yes.
And another very cool thing that we shouldn't forget to mention is that we're going to have a community wall.
Oh, yeah.
And that is a blackboard fashioned after the Before I Die, I Want to Do X, Y, and Z. And
yes.
It's going to say, wouldn't it be cool if Socrates and the people can chalk in the wishes and desires? And that opens this Saturday. And at the end of the festival, Suzanne, over to you.
There's a forum, a public forum, where we will reflect on the things that people have written on this board and talk about visions for the community in the coming years.
So this is sort of a Socrates bucket list.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You may be interested in knowing that we suspect that one of the top items will be a dog park.
Oh, cool. All right. I like that. That's excellent. Well, it's Shout Out Socrates. It's a celebration of arts and ideas. It takes place all this month. So when I mean that, I say October 6th through the 29th. October 6th through the 29th. You can go to shoutoutsocrates.org for more information. I erroneously said at the beginning that we were listening to Annie and the Hedonists. We were not. We were listening to something else. However, we will listen to it on the way out, but there is a concert, Annie and the Hedonists, happening 9 p.m. on Saturday the 21st at Bella Luna upstairs, a part of American Roots 2. So we wanted to make mention of that as well. But don't forget, you can find out the entire schedule by going to shoutoutsocrates.org. You can find them on all your favorite social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, and the like. Shout Out Socrates. Thank you very much for being with us. I wish you all luck. Have a beautiful, beautiful month of great work.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you
very
Joe.
Much. Shout it out.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.